Dr. Gary Fraser, thank you for being willing to come. I know you've been very busy trying to recruit people to get involved in Adventist Health Study number 2. Dr. Fraser has come even to the Michigan conference and been promoting it there all over, trying to get that. Tell us a little bit briefly about the first study and what you are doing now, if you could, just to capture and just firstly what happened and what you're doing now.
Well, the first study began in 1976 and enrolled 34,000 people just from California, all Adventists. And we came up with a lot of pretty interesting stuff, reported findings that were the first often that, of anywhere that any study group to report. For instance, that nut consumption seemed to reduce the risk of heart attack by about 50%, that tomatoes seemed to be protective against prostate cancer, and a whole bunch of stuff that I could fill an hour, which I won't do, but interesting findings. But it turned out that 34,000 is not enough, because you see, what drives a study like this is the number of individual cancers or heart attacks that develop, and we really need about 500 to 1,000 of each kind. Therefore, right now we're in the middle of a new study, which you've probably heard about, called AHS2, and this time it's right across the country, also including Canada, and we're hoping to find at least 100,000 Adventists over the age of 30. Now, I recognize that rules out a bunch of you here tonight, and I'm sorry about that, but there's a few that I see that would probably fit, and I hope you're part of the study. And so far, we've got just close on 90,000, so we're getting there, and then we've got to follow all of these people up. And unfortunately, we've got to do things like gather the cancers that develop and the people that die and the heart attacks, which doesn't sound so good. But nevertheless, it really is a project which is going to be good for the people that participate individually, for our church, but perhaps most importantly, for all of humanity, I think.
Right, and I appreciate that. Give us a couple of things that you would recommend that we practically should do. You mentioned nuts already. And when my wife and I found out that that seemed to be a key factor, one of the, if there's anything else, they say that's the one thing that seems to help you. We eat nuts regularly, around 20 or so nuts, different kinds of nuts every day. But besides eating of nuts on a regular basis, what other basic health principles would you recommend that come from that first health study?
Well, the short version, and just thinking about diet, and of course there are more things to life than diet, the short version is prefer your fruits and veggies, and the sweet pies and the hamburgers give them the big heave. It's as simple as that. But if you want to be more specific, nuts, as I mentioned, whole grains, both seem to be protective against heart attack. Fruits seem to be protective against a number of cancers. Soy products are probably protective against prostate cancer, maybe breast cancer. There's an interesting story in all of that, which hopefully we'll be able to dig out and portray later on. Legumes are probably helpful. And on the other side of the coin, meat seems to be the bad guy for a number of cancers and also for heart disease. You see, being a vegetarian doesn't only mean the absence of meat. It means that your diet is different in a number of ways. In particular, it's more fruit, veggies, nuts, beans, things of that sort.
Okay. Let me ask. You need more people to be involved, and you said it must be people over 30.
Right.
And in this study, if I'm correct, you must be a Seventh-day Adventist. This is an Adventist health study?
Yes.
And what else? What are the criteria? In case there are some here. By the way, how many of you are enrolled in the study? I am one of them. Let me see the hands, by the way.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe 20 here. How many of you over 30 could be enrolled? Let me see the hands of those over 30 who are not enrolled. Raise them up. About as many as are, more than are as are enrolled. Okay, you want to put in a special plug and tell them how they can be enrolled here.
Yes, very much so. The way to become enrolled is to go to our website called just AdventistHealthStudy.org. Just all one word, AdventistHealthStudy.org. And you can enroll on the web. That's probably the easiest way. Otherwise, if you're local, just come down to Evans Hall here on the second floor, and we'll be delighted to give you a questionnaire and have you enroll. We need 10,000 to 15,000 more people to make this the study that we know it's going to be. and we're going to do it, but you could make it that much easier for us, and we'd appreciate that.
Right. Now, is this funded by the National Institutes of Health?
Yes.
The NIH, United States National Institutes of Health, they've recognized that there are things that the Seventh Adventist community has been blessed with in the area of health, and so they are funding this. Are you free to tell us how much money is being put in or not?
Well, the first 5 years that we're just about finishing, it's been about $17 million.
Okay.
And we've just put in for the second 5 years, which will be roughly the same amount. But you're quite right. I mean, the reason that we get funded with these very large amounts of money over long periods of time is simply that there is a recognition that we've got something special to give.
That's right.
Now, Marge Jeton, of course, is a wonderful person. The question is she a one-off? Or can we duplicate that hundreds and thousands of times?
Right.
And I believe that we can, and I believe that to some extent, although she's a bit of an outlier, I think we really are doing that. We live longer, we have only about half the risk of heart attack, we have reduced rates of a large number of cancers, so some really good things are happening.
Amen. Thank you, Dr. Fraser. I didn't even introduce you formally. Tell us what your official role here at Loma Linda is, what your job title is, what you do, so that they will know if they're looking for you. How do they find you?
Okay, well, I'm professor of medicine and professor of epidemiology. I work some of my time as a cardiologist. And my research, you have just heard about, and somewhat paradoxically, it's in cancer. So you work that out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Fraser. Appreciate it much.
All right.
God bless you.